So we're back again with a bonus episode of How Long Have You Got?
Whoop, whoop. Very exciting.
I mean, didn't expect to be doing a bonus episode, certainly this early in the journey, but we wanted to really take the opportunity to say thank you, didn't we? I mean...
Yeah. I mean, we released our first podcast not that long ago, and you never know whether people are going to like it, or whether it's going to resonate, or whether people think we've got it right. And so far, the response from you has been amazing, and we are so grateful for that, because we don't just want to talk into thin air, and we don't want to get it wrong, or we want to be helpful. And I think, from what you've been telling us so far, so good.
That's certainly the response we're getting. Our Instagram, certainly the direct messages there, have been overwhelmingly positive in terms of the content that we're producing, which is what we're doing to help people. It's amazing. I think the big thing is that it seems such a strange thing to say, but we're a community of people who either have cancer, have had cancer, or indeed are connected to somebody with cancer. And that's a lot of people.
It is a huge community. And, you know, if that community is online or whether it's in a waiting room in a hospital, there is a wonderful community. We've both noticed that, haven't you? And I think when you enter this world, one of the things I've found really gratifying and really enlightening and charming and life-enhancing is that this community who is just warm, and they embrace you and they help you. And even if it's just someone nodding at you hello and you're sitting waiting for a scan, there's just always an acknowledgement that you're all in this together. And it's a really lovely thing, isn't it?
It gives you just a little bit of comfort in one of the most uncomfortable times, I would say, Jeremy. I think from my perspective, actually, some of the messages we got were really inspiring and to me, and gave me a huge amount of hope. And so it's a two-way street. We were doing this to help, but obviously people are contacting us to say thank you, and actually they're helping certainly me, and I know, and you as well.
Absolutely.
So I think the important thing was we just really wanted to say thank you to everybody for listening in so early on and being part of this community that none of us ever wanted to be part of, but we are.
Yeah.
But I think also a huge thank you to some people who are listening may well have not seen this, but the other day we had an article in the Times, which you so eloquently wrote, Jeremy. So thank you for that, and shared your story in such amazing detail. But also then I think we need to say thank you to the Times magazine for allowing us the opportunity to reach as many people as possible via your article and via this podcast.
Yes, the Times have been very generous and very supportive, and so has the community of the readership of the Times. And actually, the most obvious, visible way of that was we mentioned at the end of the piece that we were doing a hike, the Macmillan Great Cumbrian Hike, and we were hoping to raise some sponsorship money for that. And it was extraordinary that how soon after the piece came out, the sponsorship amount we had raised just went up and up and up. And amazingly, we're already over our £10,000 target. And I just cannot believe that. And that is down to the generosity of people who've maybe listened to the podcast, the people who followed us on social media, and the Times readers. And it's just an amazing, wonderful thing. And we are so, so grateful. But I think what's really important about recording a podcast or even writing a piece is, thank God to the technology and the platforms available to us today. We're not talking at people. It's a dialogue. This isn't just us talking to a microphone or talking to people we hope or think are listening. It's us having a conversation with you. And that's what it felt like with the response, isn't it?
It did. I mean, just to reiterate, I was absolutely blown away by the donations that we received on the Mighty Hike. It's a difficult time out there at the moment for many people financially, and to see the generosity of people in support has really, really blown me away. And it's not a small undertaking doing I think it's 13 miles, is it, that we're doing in when we need to get training, by the way, everybody, for that.
I know, especially with my broken ligament, bruised ligament, and I'm going to be hobbling along.
Yeah, and I've got sore hips, so together we're hobbling the Mighty Hike, but we are determined to do it, and that's for sure. But you're right. I think back to your point, Jeremy, about the ways in which people have reached out, and there's been some themes, hasn't there, that have started to come to light. And a big one for us is the fact that, as well as the physical health of cancer and the impact it has on you physically, very much a big theme coming through is the mental health element of cancer, and we're going to do our best as non-professionals to discuss those things in future episodes. But I think this is where it becomes important that we are starting to talk to experts in their field now about their contribution to this, because we want to make sure that, that everything we're talking about is right for people.
True, and we want a 360 view of a lot of this. And I think what was so nice is that people resonated with what had happened to us, and they, you know, sometimes if you think, well, I've had a horrible reaction to my hormone therapy or chemotherapy or radiotherapy, whichever one, and sometimes think, am I being a wuss? Is it just me who's saying I really hate this? But so many people, didn't they, particularly wrote in about Zoladex, Paul Zoladex, saying how they really hated it and they found it a really uncomfortable, unhappy experience. And we all realised we weren't alone in that.
Yeah, we weren't. But, and I think in the spirit of 360, it's really important to also say that one of the comments did actually mention that actually that person had had Zoladex and not encountered.
Yeah, he said it was easy as pie for him.
In many ways, I think, look, I mean, he must be amazing. But truthfully, you know, it's important that we do recognise it's totally different. It's a totally unique journey for everybody.
True.
And whilst we're sharing our experiences, and we think the whole reason we're sat here is because we couldn't believe how many shared experiences you and I had. Mm. I think it's really important
to say
that it's not necessarily absolutely.
It's not. And I just loved reading, there was one person who wrote in just said that she looks quite healthy, but she isn't healthy. And she finds it really hard that her friendship group expect her to be able to keep up and do what they're doing, because she doesn't look as if she's ill, but she does feel ill inside. And that sort of, when the two don't tally between how you feel and how you look, I mean, it's lovely that you look well, of course, but sometimes it's a bit annoying in a strange way, because sometimes you want to look how you feel. I don't know, it's a tricky one, that, because
it's really hard. Yeah. Really, really hard. Because then we also had another gentleman who got in touch who said that he had an incurable cancer. However, his most recent scan had shown no evidence of disease, which is brilliant. Yeah. But he's almost in that sort of waiting game of when is it going to crop up again. But then he's out running marathons and doing all kinds of amazing things. And it's like, it's really difficult, again, back to the mental health bit, to actually unpack all of that and work out how to be in life. And I know we've got an episode planned around that, and because it's understanding prioritization and understanding how on earth you're supposed to decide what's for the best can be very difficult. And that's the whole point. We wanted to say thank you. Thank you for everybody reaching out and sharing their stories, because it's so, so powerful.
Yeah, and we do read them all. And even though we're both knackered last night, didn't we? We sat on the sofa.
Stayed up till 10 p.m.
I know, which is very late for me. Normally,
me.
By 9. just reading the responses, trying to reply to as many as possible.
Yep.
And it was an honour to be able to do that, wasn't it?
It was. And I think, just to round off this very short, told you it's only going to be a short bonus episode, I think is, if you do want to contact us, know that we're reading every message and we will respond. And if you have any particular themes, we can't promise that we're going to be able to dig really deeply into absolutely every theme that's going, because as we all know, it's such a huge and very layered, complex subject, cancer. But what we will do is try our best to find some experts or pick it up through conversations throughout the podcast series and try and address some of the common things that people raise with us. So please do get in touch.
And also, lots of people very kindly offered to come on the podcast and share their stories and their experiences. And of course, we will make a note of everyone who shared their story that they thought might be useful. And when appropriate, and when the timing works, we will get in touch with those people.
Absolutely. So that concludes our bonus episode. It's only short. We just wanted really to say thank you. But please do give us a follow and subscribe, regardless of what platform you're listening on, because it means a lot. And we hope to be able to share a bit of the journey and ease a bit of the pain for everybody.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.